Okay, did that. Done.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tuesday, October 25th, 2011 Morro Bay City Council meeting. Let the record reflect that all members are present, and we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. If you would please rise and face the flag, we'll be led in the pledge by Morro Bay Police Explorer Brett Mobley.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We welcome everybody. Great to have you down here with us tonight, and welcome those of you at home who are watching. The only announcement I have is Lower State Park Road has been paved, and not the whole thing, not from the stone pillars to the marina, but that was smooth. But from there on out, that next mile is brand new road, and the whole thing is really nice now. So we thank State Parks for their tenacity and staying after getting that funding and making it finally happen. Carla?
Good evening. Thank you. AGP, I put a flyer on the overhead, if somebody could turn that on, please. There's a senior screening, health screening that's offered the last Monday of each month from 9 to 12 at the Morro Bay Community Center. Also, just another reminder again that integrated waste management meets November 9th at the County Government Office in San Luis, and it will be the first reading of the ordinance restricting single-use plastic bags at that meeting. So if anyone is interested, that will be the first reading of that. January will be the second reading, with it slated to go into effect if it goes through in September of 2012. Also, the Morro Bay 4-H Club is holding its annual enchilada fundraiser for November 19th, and if anyone's interested, they can contact Tammy Haas for orders of enchiladas. And then up there, we listed a free mammogram clinic on Saturday, October 29th, that's put on through Community Action Partners of San Luis.
A couple of things quickly, thank you, that just passed. The organizers of the paddle board races on Saturday and Sunday did certainly an excellent job and had fabulous weather, although some paddlers we know complained about the wind blowing them back out to sea. But our local council member did a wonderful job. Also, if you haven't been in to see Oklahoma, which virtually stars our past mayor, Janice Peters, I would really encourage you to get in and check out that performance. It's a wonderful performance at the Slow Little Theater, and it's through November 7th. Also, Fire Department and Coast Guard challenges next Saturday. I'm sure somebody will have more to say about that. We'll see. 5 years in a row, the Fire Department's won. Also, the Community Foundation fundraiser is Saturday, November 5th. So be sure and get your tickets. The community singers will be singing Elton John, and the money, soup and bread, all the money goes to the Community Foundation. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we know what's coming up. Halloween. Treatment plants. Our next JPA meeting is the 10th of November. That's Thursday, where the fine screening report will be presented and discussed. And Mr. Lavick, is that going to be in Morro Bay?
Yes, yes, it is in Morro Bay.
Okay, great. And then also on the 3rd, the Central Coast Natural History Association is going to be hosting an art show, a fundraiser, at the museum there in State Park from 5 to 8 p.m. That's Thursday, November 3rd, and it sounds like it's going to be a nice event, so head on over there if you're looking for some fun.
I am so sorry. Closed session report. Ms. Luker.
Wow, that's a new one for me. There is no reportable action from your closed session this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chief Olivas, you have the floor.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for this opportunity to present to you our Explorer Post 43 at Morro Bay Police Department. I'm going to try and lure them from the back of the room and get them to come up here in front. If I could have you guys come up here in front. Our Explorer Post recently attended an Explorer competition in Paso Robles in September. This is an annual competition that they hold every year, and this year there was 46 different Explorer Posts competing at this competition. Our explorers and advisors competed in 21 different events at the competition. They're scored and evaluated during each event. There's several different types of events, from medical scenarios to traffic stops, all related to law enforcement, and that's what the Explorer Post is all about. Past Explorer Posts have been very successful at these competitions, and we've brought home a lot of trophies. Also, in those previous years, we had a very experienced Explorer Post and advisor. I think what made this year a little bit more unique is all but one of the explorers we had at this event had joined this year and were pretty new to the competition as well as to our Explorer Post. So they didn't have a lot of time to prepare themselves for this competition. But they really dedicated themselves and had several meetings. They trained each week, several times a week, really listened to the advice of the one veteran explorer we had in the post, as well as the officers who were training them. And as you could see, their hard work paid off, and they're holding their rewards. They actually took our explorers, took first place in the medical scenario. They took second place in the explorer ride-along, second place in the male obstacle course, and fifth place in a nighttime suspicious suspect contact. And then our advisors also earned third place in the female obstacle course and fourth place in the male obstacle course. So we're very proud of them, and I wanted to introduce each of our explorers by name. We have Amanda Newport, Melody Marcy, Ryan Drummond, Aaron Brocktrop, and Explorer Captain Brett Mobley. So I'm just as proud to introduce you to tonight our Explorer Advisor. I'll get this direction right here eventually. Sam Rodriguez. Unfortunately, our other advisor, Stephanie Pippen, wasn't able to be here tonight. We actually have two other explorers that were not able to be here tonight, Carter Kelling and Ashley Dyson. They also were very instrumental in the competition. So I think we owe them, if we could, a round of applause. Would that be appropriate, Mayor? And I'll close with a little bit of special recognition. Our Explorer Post is for young men and women between the ages of 14 and 21. And it teaches real valuable lessons in life. Our one veteran that you heard talk to me, or I talked about as being instrumental in some of our successes over the past years, was no less than Captain Brett Mobley. And I think he first came to us trying to get into the Explorer program at about age 9. But we couldn't do that because the Boy Scouts wouldn't let us, even though he wanted to and probably would have done fine. But as soon as he turned 14, he earned a badge with the Explorer program, and he's been with us ever since. We're going to lose Brett here, only in body, but not in mind or spirit. He has joined the Army, and he is going to be moving on to serve his country. So I wanted to give him a couple minutes, if I may, for him to address the council and Brett Mobley.
Over these past 6 years, I've learned more than I can describe. made lifelong friends, and most of all, realized that this is a career for me. This would not be possible without my past and present advisors in the Department of Morbay. Thank you guys for all your...
Like a dream for me, something I always wanted to do. It's called We Shack on Main Street, and we do everything fresh. Our fresh-cut fries, our burgers are handmade daily. Our buns are baked daily. Everything's fresh, nothing frozen. It's something how when my friends come over, this is how I prepare their food for them, and I want to pass it on to the community. And we've been open going on a month. I want to appreciate all the locals and everyone else who came to support me. It means a lot to me. Thank you very much and giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck to you,
Can you tell us your hours?
Pardon me?
Your hours and days of business.
And where you're located?
Oh, yeah. We're located where the Taco Bell used to be, which is on Main Street, 1698 Main Street. We're open from 7 a.m. to about 8-ish. We serve breakfast and lunch all day. And believe it or not, we get a lot of people come in at 7 a.m. ordering hamburgers. I don't know why, how. I don't ask them, but I don't know where it goes, but they do it. So, any other questions, guys?
Great. Thank you,
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt and John are here. They're with Project Surf Camp. Hi.
Hi, Matt Makowetsky, citizen of Morro Bay, but I'm not here to talk in that capacity. We're here as representative of Project Surf Camp. And while I'm talking, we're going to play a PowerPoint of this past summer. We were lucky enough to have members of our city volunteering. We had Captain Tim Olivas, Andrea Luker, Jamie Boucher, Noah Smuckler on another day. And so we just wanted to explain that this is something going on in Morro Bay. And Project Surf Camp is a camp that serves special needs children. And we do it during the summer. We're all teachers. And this goes, and these, what you're seeing right now are pictures of kids who come, and these kids, they come from all over the nation. And when they come, they sometimes stay for a day. They sometimes stay for many days. And what we're here tonight is to let you know, the city, but also out there in TV land in Morro Bay, that this is happening under our noses. And it's something that's very valuable. We have people from all over the county that come, the state. And this past summer, we had some people from Washington, D.C. fly in. They're using our restaurants, our hotels. And so that's what I would like to say. And again, thank you for coming, all of the people from the city. And then if we could, I'd like to give up my time to have the next person speak.
Hi, I'm John Taylor, a citizen of Morro Bay. I'm also the founder and the executive director of Project Surf Camp. And Project Surf Camp is a 501c3 nonprofit that we facilitate here in Morro Bay. And it's for children with special needs, like Matt said, children with Down syndrome, autism, intellectual disabilities, spinal bifida, visual impairments, and then at-risk youth, a lot of the foster care kids. And it was something that we started about 5-6 years ago, and we dabbled with it. 5 years ago, we ran about 35 kids through camp in one summer. And last year, I think our total for children was 281. That's happening here on our beaches in our community, and it's great looking around. You see a lot of the familiar faces that have come out and helped out, and it's really, really special, and it's really magical. What really kind of hit us hard this year is not only did we have 281 campers, we had close to 500 volunteers come out, and it was just an huge example of how much Project Surf Camp is community, and how, you know what, this is happening in our backyard. It's had no idea it was going to be this extensive and grow as it has. And I think our intent here today is just to really let people know that this is happening in our hometown, and we're affecting so many families and so many lives that of children that, you know, that have special needs. I mean, it's an inclusive program. We have siblings of the individuals with disabilities. If they want to participate, they can. So it's really something that promotes a family leisure activity. And
who knew it was going to be this successful? And I think our intent, like I said, is to make sure that the citizens of Morro Bay really know that this is going on and that we can be contacted if you want to be more actively involved. We're looking for community partnerships through fundraising. Like I said, we are a nonprofit. But it is something really, really special. And I know that those folks that have come here have commented about how neat of an experience it is. And people we collaborate with, Cuesta, Cal Poly, Central Coast Autism Spectrum Center, California Psych Care, San Luis County Office of Education, and then just a number of individual agencies that come out and bring campers and families and volunteer. It ends up being a really, really neat experience where we're no short of about 50 people on the beach.
And we're looking forward to doing this again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz. Thanks for coming down.
Have a good day.
You too. Who'd like to go next? Craig Schmidt.
Good evening, all. Craig Schmidt, Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to invite everybody to come to our Business Expo November 17th from 4 to 7 o'clock at the Community Center. We'll be doing a food drive. We'll also have probably about 30 businesses showcasing their wares. Now that all the tourists have gone home, or most of them have gone home, it's more important than ever to shop local to support our business community. So come on down and see what we have at the Business Expo on November 17th. Also, the Lighted Boat Parade is coming up on December 3rd from 6:30 on, and we're looking for boaters to participate and decorate their boats. And we're also looking for some other items that we might add to the festivities. So if you have a singing group, or where is Brian here? I understand Brian has quite a singing voice. Well, somebody told me he was a singing cop. I don't know if that. No, that's not true. Oh, okay, but if there are people out there with singing voices or choral groups or the high school groups, we'd love to incorporate you in the Lighted Boat Parade this year, December 3rd at 6:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. And that reminds me of the lighting of the Christmas tree, Andrea. That date is not set yet.
No. Well, it's between Saturday and Sunday, and as soon as we finalize it, we will keep the
letting yeah, so it, but it's likely the 2nd, right?
It's like, is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Likely.
Yeah, so just for everybody, we want everybody to come down for the Christmas tree lighting, and please check the city website or call one of us the 3rd when we get the date finalized. Who would like to go next? Betty?
Good evening. I'm going to speak to D1. In just 10 months, the mayor has successfully convinced the city council to make several changes to our municipal code. For the most part, these changes have involved around government workings and, in my opinion, have narrowed the democratic process. However, the changes proposed here tonight on D1, which eliminate some oversight, step outside internal workings of the government and into the realm of community morals. The change asks to eliminate public input on certain businesses that our community and other communities have traditionally had input on. This is due to the nature of these businesses. Such businesses can affect the climate of our business neighborhoods and the reputation of our town. For this reason, the law currently provides for public input through public review before the City Council. Thus, there is a chance for the public to have influence on the decision by rejecting the business or by asking that certain requirements or review happen. The proposed change eliminates public input, changes required background checks from shall to may, and requires no annual review that reveals issues that these businesses may have had over the year. It does not limit the age of people who would be participating in these businesses. The proposed changes leaves all discretion to one person, whoever the police chief is at that particular time. Let me be very clear. I want the highest law enforcer to uphold the city laws. However, I'm not sure it is that person's responsibility to decide what the morals of the community should be. And if I were that one person, I would not want to shoulder that burden. That is the community's duty via the City Council. In addition, having one person solely responsible for a business decision targets him to be pressured by political means. It's better that the political pressure come to the city council, who is elected for that purpose. Therefore, I believe this change is a bad one for the city of Morro Bay, and I hope that you let it die.
Thank you, Betty. Who would like to go next? Hi, welcome.
My name is Robert Schreiber, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay, and also I have a business here in Morro Bay. And I did a report on a tree at 508 Shasta that I would like to have removed because the tree is a hazard. If you drive by the tree and look at the tree, you can see where the tree was topped. There's about 7 branches that come out of the tree all in one spot, and there's about 15 branches that come out of the tree within about a 12-foot spot. All those branches, when a tree grows, it grows from the inside of the tree and keeps layering and making it strong. Well, these branches have grown from the outer skin, and they will not stay on the tree for very long. The process, I do a good job. I'm an honest person, and I wouldn't be here now if to do this, because I'm not getting paid to be here right now. I got paid to do a bid. But this tree is a hazard to life and property, and it needs to be removed. That's the gist of it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming down tonight. Who would like to go next? Anybody? Going once. Going twice. Back to council. Thank you, Wee, for coming down and introducing your business, and Matt and John for Project Surf Camp. Appreciate that. John, Craig, Betty, and Robert, we appreciate you speaking to us and coming down and sharing your concerns. Anything from anybody? Consent calendar. Anybody want to pull any? Over here. Could I hear a motion approving the consent calendar, please?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. D1. You want this? Yeah, you take it.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to give this to Chief Olivas for presentation.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You have before you tonight a staff report prepared by City Attorney Schultz proposing a draft amendment change to Morro Bay Municipal Code 5.04.330 for your review. This code section regulates how certain business licenses that may have an impact on city services are required to be submitted to the police chief for prior review to the license being issued. The current process was found to be cumbersome, specifically as it related to annual renewals for arcades specifically. The current process requires that arcade licenses have to come before council for approval with a report prepared by the chief of police on an annual basis prior to the license being reissued. As part of the staff report, the city attorney has provided you with a current version of the ordinance, a red line version of the ordinance with changes, and a completed draft revision showing the changes. Staff is open to any questions regarding this proposed changes, as well as recommendations or suggestions. Staff requests that council give staff directions to return with this ordinance change for introduction and a first reading to include any changes or suggestions from council. I'm open to any questions.
Thank you. That was a fabulous report. Noah?
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Olivas, or Chief Olivas, as you put this together, and the city attorney did you think that removing the public process on the front end of these particular businesses was something that was absolutely necessary, or was it? It appears to me that this was more focused on the annual renewal. And my question would be, how cumbersome was that front review from your perspective?
Thank you. Yes, we took that into consideration. Really, the only one that those apply to is arcades, penny arcades. It doesn't apply to any of the other business licenses that are listed in this section, which are carnivals, circuses, pawnbrokers or money lenders, massage parlors, tent shows, And then it talks about amusement parlors or penny arcades and private security-type patrol services. So the only one of those that requires the council being brought to council was arcades. So when we looked at this, it actually provides for more oversight with the changes, because all of those businesses now have to go before the chief for review because of the impact of the services. It does not require being brought to council. If that is what council wishes to see, we could make a changes to that and add that in there.
Well, I guess my question would be more the concern about the front end and the public process there. So as was mentioned, there's that opportunity for neighbors, people in the vicinity, to actually, if they do have a concern, be able to voice that publicly, and it makes sense that the council would be the place to do that. I'm not as concerned about the proposed changes on the back end. It was more keeping that opportunity open on the front end. So those are my questions.
George? If you don't mind, Chief, could you just share with us any or all of the any problems you've had with the arcade that we have down on the Embarcadero?
Yes, this came to light. It's been coming on the second year for the arcade that was placed down on the Embarcadero. When we originally brought the business license application to council, we did review and we put some conditions in place, which can still be done with the way the ordinance is being asked, of the draft ordinance now. Then we brought it back to council for an annual review. We had no problems to report to council, and to
and it always has been, to try to streamline our municipal code book. And I know that there's two ways to look at this. One is to screw it down, you know, more regulation. And I'm of the opposite. To put the arcade, it would have been up in December, put him through the process again with the background check and the police and the whole thing, and it just, and having to come to city council and with hat in hand to get your license for another year, did not seem very business friendly to me. So that was why I brought this forward. All the protections are still in place. We have faith in the police chief. I know this police chief, and I don't think we've had a police chief that I know of that was susceptible to political pressure. This particular police chief here, if I tried that, would just give me a big smile. So we have to have faith and trust in him that he's not going to allow an undesirable business in town. And if he doesn't allow it, the new code provides that that person can appeal to city council, and blam, there we are. There, the whole thing's in public. Anybody can come down and speak their mind on it at that point. So I think our protections are still in place. Luckily, we still have the word menagerie in there. I like that. So I'm supportive of this. So I would like to hear, I think we can just move this to approval of D1, and that would work. May I hear a motion approving item D1?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, I'll be voting no. I see your point about the annual review, because I think that is cumbersome, and obviously we've got oversight. We would have neighbors coming forward, but as far as the placement of a new business, I believe we do need that public process as an automatic component to that application. So I'll be voting no on that basis.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion carries 4-1. Declaration of future agenda items. Carla?
I just would like to ask that the city manager, if possible, would put the goal setting workshop that is on our planning track, possibly after the mid-year budget and before the budget upcoming in possibly February or March, so that we could have that ahead of time. Other than that, I have nothing else to ask for.
Okay, and I think that's we could just take that request and make it happen, and that's not really an agenda item, right?
No, it's just getting it at a time.
Got it. Okay. Nancy?
I have an agenda item. I'd like to agendize a presentation from the Economic Vitality Committee regarding the current economic climate in our county.
Well, I'm not going to support you because I don't support presentations, especially out-of-town ones, but that...
Well, this includes Morro Bay's economic conditions, and I found their report to be very useful.
I'm sure it is, and I'm not the last word on this, but I wanted to be the first one to say I'm not going to support it. But you know how it works here, so we'll...
Does anybody want to support it?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
See how easy that was, George?
Mm-hmm.
Noah? Okay. Anything else from City Council? From staff? 6:38. We are adjourned.